Martyr by Kaveh Akbar. Finally, after three more people sat in the chair and got up, it was Cyrus's turn. As he was sliding into the chair before he could even say hello, Orchida said, "Cyrus Shams, you came back." "Of course I did," he said. "I'm here in the city to talk to you." He said this, then considered it might perhaps feel like a burden to the artist, like he was pressuring her to be sufficiently brilliant as to make his trip worthwhile. He added, "I mean, I'm doing other things too, walking around, watching, eating, and writing. But I just find what you're doing here so incredible." Orchida rolled her eyes a bit, waved Cyrus's words away with her left hand. Her fingers were long, skeletal, her fingernails chewed to nibs. "When I first came to New York City, that's all I did too," Orchida said, shifting the subject. "Wander, watch, wander, watch. It's so much like Tehran, really. Here and there. Poor people putting out blankets on the street, selling picture frames and movies and wristwatches. Right by them in Central Park, on Parque Shahanshahi, rich people have their servants, their nannies spread blankets over grass so they can eat fruit with their babies, so they can sleep in the sun." "I've never been to Iran," said Cyrus, embarrassed. He longed to be able to nod knowingly along with the artist's references. "No? I mean, not since I was a baby." "You're not missing much," Orchida smiled. "People are people everywhere. Grass is grass. Blankets are blankets. Countries are countries." "You don't miss it?" Cyrus asked. "Oh, I don't know. I miss places, foods, fresh noon barbary, real mangoes, that kind of thing."